Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, if God is really a God of love, how can He allow so much suffering in the world? How can a God of love allow violence and devastation and floods and things like that? Have you heard people say that? People who in their own hearts are trying to figure out why there's a reason to believe in a God, and they want just everything to be good. Well, life is not that way, even though God created the world in the beginning that I think would have been that way. But it didn't last long. Matter of fact, it lasted a very short time because Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sin entered the world, and we've been dealing with it ever since. But God hasn't stopped creating. We have got a creative God who is a creative force in everything that is. I started to say a creative force in the universe, but God's bigger than the universe because God created the universe. God is always creating, and God invites us to participate in that creative process. You know, I realized week before last when I took a few days off and took my mother to the beach. My mother doesn't get out a lot. She stays in the house mostly. She goes to the doctor's office. She goes to the grocery store. But most of the time she spends in the house, and I just wanted to get her away from all of that. And she's been feeling better, so she went to the beach with me for about a week. And I realized, you know, basically I don't take vacations. You know, vacation is a French word. It means freedom from your occupation. Freedom away, to vacate, to leave town. It's kind of hard to take a vacation and stay home, isn't it? I don't know about you, but if I take, quote, vacation time and stay home, I end up working. So you really do have to vacate. You need to leave, go to another place. But I realize in the sense of just getting away from my job, I do that. But vacations come to mean a lot of things to a lot of people. As a matter of fact, when our children were younger, I went on vacations. And I was so thankful to get back to work. Have you ever been on vacations like that? Where they're so busy, they're so jammed with activity, there's so many things that you have to do, there's a schedule you have to go by. You've got to be at the theme park at a certain time, and you get to pay $40 or $50 to go in and wear yourself out all day and evening, and drag yourself back to the motel room, and then have another day like that. Well, gee, I think occupations look pretty good after a week of that. And that used to be a pretty tiring thing for me when our children were young and liked those kinds of vacations. But, you know, since my children have grown up and gotten out of the house, what I call a vacation now, if you use the French definition of freedom from your occupation, is I just try to do as little as I can get by with. I truly enjoy the phone not ringing. That is one of the great blessings, the quiet. So we go to Myrtle Beach. We've got this beautiful apartment condo overlooking a beautiful ocean. The first two or three days, it was 80 degrees. Even on the cooler day, the water temperature was 79 degrees, they tell me. And I didn't leave the room, we didn't leave the room, except to go to the grocery store. We just stayed in. I got two books read that I'd been wanting to read. My mother read some magazines that she had saved up and watched TV, and that's all we did. For me, it's not a time of recreation, which is doing all kinds of things. It's a time of recreation, to recreate the spirit God gave me. Because we've got a God who's always creating. The Isaiah passage tells us, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth." God is talking to the people of Israel who are under threat of being absolutely destroyed. People who are asking the kind of question people ask even today. If God really loves us, if God is really so good, why are we going through all this suffering? Why are we about to be overcome by our enemies? Why are we going to be destroyed? And God sends a message of hope. I am about to create something new. A new Jerusalem. And you know, this week of all weeks, we ought to pray that God does create a new Jerusalem. A Palestinian leader has died. Another one has assumed his place. God wants that holy mountain to be holy. He promises in this passage and others that one day it will. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the world took a step towards the new creation of Zion? Wouldn't it be wonderful for that part of the world to see a new creation of peace, where people who've been at war with one another since almost the beginning of time could live together in peace. But God's saying that's going to come. One day that's going to be here. Believe me, is what he was telling to the people of Jerusalem. And he's telling that to you and me today. That God is working out a new creation. And sometimes we just have to open our lives up to being recreated. You know, we do, the television's full of cosmetic makeovers. You know, going and having your hair restyle and makeup and getting new clothes. There are all kinds of shows on like that. There are even shows on plastic surgery to really give you a makeover. There are shows to make over your house where they go in and demolish part of it and make it over. God is in the creation business, recreating, wanting to make new all of the time. But he does that in our spirit. And sometimes we fill our lives with such busy recreation that we have no time or no place for recreation. It always bothers me when I have as much time as I had week before last. Because when I go to be recreated, I read something to build up my spirit. I'm not too sure I actually have freedom from occupation, because I'm usually doing something. I hope that it will help me to be a better person, a better pastor, and help us to be a better church. So I'm not really totally free of occupation when I do that. But when you live for Christ, everything is a part of your occupation. Everything you do. But from time to time, we need to allow God to recreate in us a vital spirit. And God did that for me. And at the same time, I experienced exactly what I talked about with the children this morning, a little suffering, because I knew I had missed the mark, that I wasn't living the way God wanted me to live, that I needed recreation. I needed time with him to be lifted up. You know, the British, you know, the French and the British, if the French did it, the British were going to do the opposite. You know, they had this thing across the English Channel for centuries. And the British don't generally say, "I'm going on vacation." They say, "I'm going on holiday." You know, we're not going to use that French word. We're not going to use that French expression. They say, "I'm going on holiday, and we're going out to the Hamptons and have a good time." You know, they're just going to do it different. But you know, the word holiday means holy day. You know, the only time ancient people had the freedom to be away from their work was on a holy day, on a feast day, on a day set aside by Almighty God. And the British picked that up in the term we use, a holiday. But how many of us fill ourselves with busyness on holidays? They're not holy days at all. Oh, I'm going to get that work in the yard done that I've fallen behind on. And I'm guilty of that too. But you see, God created something in the very beginning for us. And just like vacation, and just like holidays, holy days, we miss this too. And he set aside one day in seven for a Sabbath rest, for him to recreate in us the presence of his Spirit, to rejuvenate us, to make us feel alive in him through Christ Jesus. And do we even do that one day in seven? Experience the new creation that God is working out even now, even in the midst of the troubles of the Middle East, even in the midst of Iraq, even in the midst of disasters around the world. God is working out a new creation that will happen one day. And we can participate in that by spiritual recreation when we take the time to let God renew our spirits. The leaves are falling off the trees, and boy, they're really falling at my house. Jane gets a little fanatical when the leaves start falling, because her thing is, well, if you step on them, they're going to crunch into little things, and it's going to track more in. So she wants to blow them and get them out of the way quickly. And so fortunately it rains, so they're not so crunchy and break up so easily. But we're going to have to deal with that soon. And sometimes we use maybe the Lord's Day. Sometimes we maybe use our holidays for that, because there's so many things happening to us that we just don't have enough time to do it. We're so busy that we don't experience this God who's constantly creating anew something in our lives, in the life of our church, in our world. So the leaves are falling off the trees, and we may be dreading the dreariness of winter. And yet, you know, one of the great blessings as winter approaches is, for me, camellias and sasanquas. They're evergreens, but they bloom in the springtime, and they bloom again in the late fall, just before winter. God's message that he's always, always creating and recreating, to remind us that there's always hope, no matter how much we suffer, no matter how bad it gets. Our new bishop, Bishop Gwynn, says he wants to see us recreate the church and move from a traditional church where we sit back and expect to be served, and we become servants to the world, participating in God's new creation. And sometimes always have to die for new ways to be born. But that is the way of nature. That's the way of God. Because God is always recreating. Have you allowed God the time to recreate your spirit? Have you had a holy day lately? Have you experienced a true Sabbath rest, where you're refreshed and renewed in your spirit, so you can go forth to serve our Lord and our God with a new spirit as you participate in God's continual recreation of life until he establishes his perfect kingdom here on earth? He invites you to take that kind of vacation, to have that kind of holy day, to have that kind of Sabbath rest, so that you will know his lovely presence, just like the blooming of a camellia or a sasanqua, as the rest of vegetation is dying away. Hope, promise, future, it can be yours. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for this time together. Help us to know that we need personal time with you, to experience your holy presence, to experience your creative power in our lives and in the life of the church. Help us to see you in life experiences and take time to be with you, that you might create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.